This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
This is called Somebody Told Me by The Killers. That's right. Welcome back to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. So we're talking with James Pooley. He's the author of Secrets, Managing Information Assets in the Age of Cyber Espionage. You know, interesting, what's so profound about all this is that in this world we're in right now, trade secrets and all that, you know, we rely on human trust. And, you know, it's not that people set out to betray your trust. It's not that they set out to hurt you. But because of social media and the ability to communicate openly and freely with, you know, the voyeurism at the all-time high through Facebook, watching other people do whatever they do, and through whatever, you know, whatever it is you do on the internet, you can Google and see anything you want, things you shouldn't see. You need to be able to rely on human trust. But what I've learned and what you just talked about, Jim, is that companies should create some form of social media policy. That's kind of what you said on the way out of that, in case anybody missed that. Am I right?
That's right, because in fact, even though what we hear about these days is about hackers breaking into our systems and losing information that way, studies over and over and over again show that the vast majority of information losses happen because of simple carelessness. It's not because somebody is trying to do damage or trying to steal something. It's because they're not thinking. We all do stupid things. And that's why businesses need to have a social media policy so that they can remind everyone, and they have one set of rules for everybody about how to use these platforms that, you know, when it comes to company information, can be very dangerous.
Totally. Well, you can absolutely be sure that your employees are active on social media. And for younger ones, in fact, Facebooking, Instagramming, and tweeting are as natural as breathing. Like I said, the younger they get, the more they do it. The older they get, my dad, he doesn't even know what Facebook is. You know, of course, now in business teaches you to use these assets. They're PR machines, right? So now, moving forward, what should we do, you know, in an ongoing way? Because people forget, you know, you got to kind of keep them going, right?
Right. If you have a good policy, Alan, then the next thing that you need to do is training. And by that, I don't mean orientation. I don't mean something that you do for the new guys that are coming in and that's all. Something that tells people on an ongoing basis what the rules are and why they're important and how whatever it is that they're doing really impacts the company as a whole and protects their job, so that the importance of it is drilled in. So you do that with your employees, with your new ones, with the old ones, with contractors. In fact, anybody who is touching your confidential information, because you have to assume they're all on social media.
Right, which they are. I mean, if they're in the world today and they've got a phone in their hand, it is not always being used to make a phone call. So what you're saying is, and I like it, because I'm thinking to myself, all right, boy, the more we start doing social media, you know, I looked the other day and I thought, man, I haven't done anything since, you know, a year and a half on one part of my website. I thought, what happened? I actually forgot it was there, you know, and so we're starting now to have this kind of monthly get together to talk about social media and to talk about how we can do a better job. But this is something that should be added to that conversation, don't you think? Great place to do it, huh?
Oh, yeah. And indeed, one of the things people need to be concerned about is sometimes the confidential information of the business exists right on the social media because, for example, LinkedIn, somebody builds on your behalf, on your dime, on the time that you're paying them for, he builds a big contact list for your business. What happens when he leaves? The LinkedIn policy would say that belongs to him. And so having it very clear in that policy and pointing out to people that when they open up a social media account, it's going to be for the benefit of the company.
You can find his book at I'm going to spell it. It's easier. V-E-R-U-S Press. V as in Victor. E-R-U-S Press.com. Or you can find him online also at James@Pooley.com. P-O-O-L-E-Y.com. James@Pooley.com. We're talking with James Pooley. There's more after this on Ink Radio.
Gonna get a big dish of beef chow.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.